So life as a disciple is easy. You know what's not easy? It's not easy being green.
I heard that. All right.
You heard that one, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think of it, it could be nicer being either red or yellow or gold or something much like more colorful than that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashing sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. You know that there's always a but, right? But green is the color of spring. And green can be cool and friendly-like. And green can be big like an ocean or important like a mountain or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could be make you wonder why, but why wonder? Why wonder? I'm in green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful. And I think it's what I want to be. You know those words. I'm sure that some of you have heard those. If you know Kermit the Frog and you lived in the 70s somewhere, right?
Yes.
That was his song. And I really don't want to divert attention from John and the text and the message John has for us today. But these lyrics, I tell you, these lyrics, they get to something really important. They speak about identity, don't they? And they also speak about the coping mechanisms that we use to understand ourselves and our status in the world. Comparison, right? Comparison is one of those mechanisms. Comparison can be a way to bring yourself down in your self-understanding, or it can be a way to realize the miracle of God in you, right? Now, being green can be as ordinary as a leaf, or it can be as magnificent as a mountain. It's all a matter of perspective, right? And this is what happened also in the text in many ways. And let's see how this is so and how it transfers to our own sense of being. You see, John the Baptist came into the scene in a particular way and at a particular time and for a very particular purpose. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, says Scripture, made straight the way of the Lord. Mm-hmm. That is a very particular purpose. Being the one who baptizes with water and the one that knows that there is another, end quote, one who is coming after me, I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. That's from verse 37. You see, being that person is not easy. But just like being green, being John, and being and having John's role can be either ordinary, or it can be magnificent. And maybe the same can be said for every follower of Christ. The way that we see ourselves can affect what we do and how we perform that. Now, John had information that was specially revealed to him for this task, Verse 33 says that he was told by the Lord how to identify the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit. Remember? And note that John knows who he is and what his role is. He could have allowed others to define him. Some of them came and said, "Who are you?" You can see those in the previous verses. But he rather follow the Father's lead. His role is to hold on to the ball just for a minute, just for a few seconds, and then hand it off. For those who were watching the games yesterday, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. You see, he's not the one who's going to run or he's going to catch the ball. No, 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 no. His role is to take the ball and hand it off. He's not the rabbi, although he teaches. He's the prophet. You see, that tells us something. For us to be effective in our mission as followers of Christ, it is imperative that we get to know who we are and how we have been equipped and what is our mission. That means that reach, teach, serve. It's a wonderful mission, right?
Yes.
It sounds so beautiful. But it will only be a slogan unless we constantly are seeking that revelation from God and live into it. You follow? Mm-hmm. It can be only just great words if we're not constantly asking God, okay, what does it mean for me? And how am I going to live into that? It's like the football analogy I alluded to earlier. Once the ball is handed off, the work starts. Once we understand who we are and how we have been gifted, we can live into it. It's just one step. And there are disciples of John that are hanging around. And you heard it. He was standing there with two disciples of his. But once Jesus comes into the scene, the Lamb of God is identified. There. There it is. That's the Lamb of God. And then they address him as Rabbi. You see, they recognize him as teacher. As teacher of the truth. As teacher of God's revelation to humanity. And you know that in every movie, in every scene, in every play, there's a main character and there are supporting characters, right? Sometimes the supporting characters are very important. Sometimes they are more important than the main character. These two disciples appear in the scene. They're not Jesus' disciples. They're John's. But they are prompted to look, right? To look at the Lamb of God. And what did they do? Did they say, "Oh, that's nice"? Or did they say, "Wait a minute, if that's the Lamb of God, where am I going?" As if it was automatic, they became followers of Jesus, right? The moment that he was identified, they say, "John, we like you. You're a cool dude. I mean, coming out of the desert in the way you did, you know, that was amazing. And the fact that you baptize people, you know, we really like that. But if he's the Lamb of God, I'm stepping with him. And they're asked by Jesus, so what are you looking for? And I am amazed by their response. They don't say, Jesus, please tell us all the wonders of the world. They don't say, teacher, teach us. Their response, they start with the basics. Where are you staying? Where are you staying? Isn't that a great first question? Where do you live? You see, it's easy. It's easy. If I want to be a follower of Christ, I better know where he dwells. I better know where he hangs out. Mm-hmm. So that I can meet him. I don't necessarily need him to come to me all the time and tell me everything. I need to know where he's at. Because I'm going to follow. You see, that's how Andrew learned about the Master. And that is how Simon later called Peter, right? We're told, got to know him. A follower seeks to know his or her identity in reference to the one whom they follow. Are you with me? Hello?
Yeah.
Everybody? If I'm going to be a follower of Christ, that means that I am going to try to find out who I am in reference to whom I follow. I can't imagine Andrew saying, John, it's been great to hang out with you, but I'm going to go for the Lamb. It's not easy to let go, is it? It's not easy to take away where we stand and sometimes where we've been standing all of our lives. To give God an opportunity to reveal to us something new.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any?
Yes.
It takes some will. I think that Andrew really knew how to be green. I tell you. And maybe I can suggest to you that there is also a way to get to know how to be green. First, make sure that you know that you are green. It doesn't matter if it means that you're odd, different, ordinary. Whatever it is that you think you are, make sure that you know what that is. And I mean here, if you're a follower of Christ, make sure you know that you are one. Now, it doesn't mean that you dismiss all other colors. Right? It doesn't mean that you say green is better than anybody. It just means that you know that you're green. Now, second, investigate. Now, this is a key word. Investigate what being green is good for. Okay? Again, you can be ordinary, or you can be as magnificent as a mountain. Right? And some people think of themselves as leaves. That's okay. I think that leaves are great. Have you seen a leaf? How it provides life for a tree? But you see, maybe people have that understanding that, oh, that's ordinary, just so many leaves out there. You know what, does it make me special? But it's not about that. It's knowing the essence of what God is doing through us. Third, follow the one who made you green. And color the world. Even if you don't stand out like sparky flashes or like stars, it's easy. Just follow his lead. Let's pray. God, in a world that has so many offerings of identity and of understandings of who we are, it is hard to see who we are in your eyes. When we hear songs like Grace Alone, it makes us think of how is it that you have looked at us and consider us sons and daughters of the Most High. Help us to identify ourselves in reference to who we're following. Help us to see Jesus as the one who is the teacher, who is leading us, and who is providing for us the food, words of life, that we need. In Jesus we pray. Amen.